Hello, Ponderers, and welcome to Ponder on the Patio, where we share reflections, deep questions, and random thoughts while looking at nature in the patio. In each episode, we will give you two different pondering thoughts from your chief pondering officer, Ray White, and give you more opportunities for you to share your ponderings as well. So sit back, relax, ponder with me as I ponder with you on today's reflections of Pondering on the Patio. Now, here is pondering number one.
Sometimes I forget that there is no better way to do the work than just to do the work. Like, there is this magical thought process that if I think about it and manifest what I want to accomplish, then it's going to automatically happen because I thought about it, right? But I can't get better if I don't actually put in the time and work and effort necessary to do my thing to get better. So while I know for me, storytelling is one of the areas I want to get better at, but I think that like, oh, if I just think I'm going to do a better story, then I'm going to tell a better story. But no, it's actually through the effort and the practice of telling a better story that I will become a better storyteller. Why not test in public? Why not practice these skills and efforts in a public setting? Because one, we're all trying to figure it out. Two, ain't nobody got it all solved right away. But three, again, we won't learn and we won't get better unless we actually practice the skill sets necessary for us to get better. See yourself at that perspective, grow in that perspective, and then actually take the time and effort necessary to get into this point. And if you feel like you don't want to do that because you're afraid of messing up or fear of people's judging you or whatnot, again, bump that. They don't care about you. They're focusing on their own issues and whatnot. Like, why not take the steps to grow and be a better person in your skill sets and practice in public?
And now, here's pondering number two.
When I feel a little bit overwhelmed and anxious, I try to focus on two things. One, see things as an experiment. And two, focus on the process more than the outcome. The experiment aspect gives me a perspective to try and test new things that may not necessarily be new to me. That means that I get a chance to practice and test and see what makes the most sense. And the other aspect, seeing things as a process, allows me to know that not every outcome I can control, but I can control what level of effort I put into that and be able to use my experimental mindset to tweak and change the necessary inputs to hopefully get the expected output that I'm looking to get. And at the end of the day, if I don't get that outcome, go back to the drawing board and try again. Because all this is an experiment anyway. So why not make the experiment work for us in a way, focusing on the process and let that process be part of the work that we do to execute to the outcome that we need to accomplish.
Thank you so much for listening to Pondering on the Patio with your host, Ray White. If you like what you heard today, or you have ponderings of your own from what you've heard, please feel free to drop your thoughts in the show notes or hit me up on all social media platforms at Ray Devante and let me know your pondering thoughts. If you have thoughts you would like to ponder as well, please share your pondering topics with me and we could ponder together right here on the patio.